This is WMUK's West Southwest Brief. I'm Gordon Evans. We previously featured the work of Southwest Michigan's Second Wave On the Ground series in Kalamazoo. They are also now on the ground in Battle Creek. Jeff Cotton established his own nonprofit group and worked with others to help at-risk young people. He's engagement editor for On the Ground Battle Creek. Cotton says the stories can help the city find an identity.
They're trying to dive into it, and we're actually trying to find the people and get them to share their energy with the city, which is actually what's going on. The people are sharing their energy with the city as representatives of these different areas and neighborhoods, and the city should pay attention to these stories, I believe.
I spoke with Jeff Cotton and Jane Simons, project editor for On the Ground Battle Creek. The extended version of the interview can be found on our website, through the WMUK app, and WMUK's West Southwest podcast from Apple iTunes and Google. So people have heard about On the Ground Kalamazoo. Is the idea very similar then in On the Ground Battle Creek?
It is, in that we are focusing neighborhood by neighborhood. We're spending anywhere from a month to 6 weeks in different neighborhoods in the Battle Creek area, really focusing in on the people there, the residents, the untold stories, and also, you know, giving them a voice that they don't ordinarily have.
Jeff, tell us about your background. You're from Battle Creek, correct?
Yeah. I was born here in Kalamazoo, but raised in Battle Creek. Moved there when I was like five.
And you had an interesting youth, to say the least. Tell us about it.
Yes, tumultuous. I got involved in gangs very early. Started getting arrested at 11 and graduated from high school still. And a few months after that, ended up in the penitentiary system for the next 13 years. Went through a lot of different changes in there, growth spurts mentally, physically, emotionally. And by the time I came out, I wanted to come back to the neighborhood and find younger guys that reminded me of myself and help them change their life around and make better decisions.
Cotton says there was no one turning point in his life. He says there were many lessons along the way. And Cotton says he always heard his mother's voice.
I call her my compass. And she would always, you know, when I was doing something wrong, I'd hear her voice. You're not supposed to be doing that. And I just started listening to it. I started listening to my conscience and my nervous system. When I would get nervous, I realized usually when I'm nervous, I shouldn't be doing something because I'm feeling, you know, a nervous reaction. So. And it also had a lot to do with seeing other young guys come to prison behind me that was younger than me from the same neighborhood who knew me that I didn't know. I didn't know those little kids was paying attention to most of the stuff we was doing.
Cotton founded Big Homies in 2014. The nonprofit group offers after-school programs for at-risk youth. Then he met Pastor Christopher McCoy, the executive director of New Level Sports Ministries. How did you two meet?
We met on a rocky road. I got invited to a Kingdom Builders meeting, I believe it was, and it turned into a debate. I call it a debate. We're on the radio.
Might be and, called something else if the mics were off and FCC rules were not in effect.
It got real intense. And after that, we kind of started challenging each other.
Now the two men work together, trying to find the right way to reach young people who could be headed down the path that Cotton went down in his youth.
Kids are highly intelligent. So sometimes it's the approach. I've learned more that it's the approach. I think that I understand them. Instead of making them understand me, I approach it to the point where I understand them, and I'm not condemning them, and I'm not treating them like they already doing something wrong.
Southwest Michigan's Second Wave started On the Ground Battle Creek in the Washington Heights neighborhood and has moved on to Urbandale. One of the first stories featured Ignite BC. On the Ground Battle Creek Project editor Jane Simons says the group of young professionals is trying to offer networking opportunities.
It's people in the community who want to get involved and want to make change, positive change.
Are you meeting a lot of people like that as you get out and meet people in Battle Creek? Are a lot of those people showing an interest in wanting to somehow make Battle Creek a better place to live, more open for business, that sort of thing?
Yeah, I think I'm beginning to see more of that. I mean, I've lived there for 14 years now. And in that time, I have seen people coming together more, you know, wanting to really make positive change. You take a look at what's happening downtown. We've got the construction on the Heritage Tower. New Holland Brewery's, you know, planning to set up shop there.
So if somebody were to read these stories in Battle Creek, and then maybe they flip over and they read these ones in Kalamazoo, do you think they come away with the idea that people have commonalities that kind of spread across the region and maybe even across the state? Are there some things that maybe make these communities unique and distinct from each other? Is it some of both?
I think it's some of both. At the core, I think we share a lot of commonalities. I mean, I think people, by their very nature, want to make positive change. They want to make things better in their communities. They want to make things better for other people. But I also think the two communities are, you know, they're different. They have their own characteristics. And I think both of them now are really trying to highlight those, you know, the differences that make them who they are, that really give the communities that identity.
Jeff, you've spent a little time in both places. Commonalities and maybe some things, though, that make Battle Creek and Kalamazoo unique?
I believe that it's a big difference, kind of. And reading the articles, I think it kind of stands out a little bit if you read the articles. Kalamazoo seems like a more assimilated culture. They blend more with each other. And you can see more of a city identity emerging in the city of Kalamazoo. Battle Creek seems like we're a little bit behind that. And when you talk to the residents, you can see that we're kind of struggling to discover an identity in Battle Creek right now. We want to come together and cohese as a unit, collectively as a city, and develop identity. But I don't think Battle Creek has really put a stamp on the identity of the city yet like Kalamazoo has. I think it's happening. I think more people are contributing their energy to the current of the city, but I think we got a little ways to go, though.
Jeff Cotton is engagement editor, and Jane Simons is the project editor for Southwest Michigan's Second Wave On the Ground, Battle Creek. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Gordon.
You can find the stories from Southwest Michigan's Second Wave On the Ground Battle Creek series at secondwavemedia.com and through links at wmuk.org. One of those stories is how throwing axes for fun eventually led to something bigger.
It started in his backyard, and this past fall, it became an established business venture.
That and more can be heard in the longer version of the interview at wmuk.org, through our app, and the WMUK's West Southwest podcast. You can subscribe through Apple iTunes and Google. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.